USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump said on Thursday that delivery of the coronavirus vaccine would begin next week or the week after. Speaking to U.S. troops overseas via video link to mark the Thanksgiving holiday, Trump said the vaccine would initially be sent to frontline workers, medical personnel, and senior citizens first. A video released by the Los Angeles Police Department Wednesday showed a man identified as 50-year-old Jose Fuentes crossing Central Avenue Sunday evening. He was hit by a motorcycle falling to the ground. Moments later, a second and third vehicle hit the victim. All three immediately left the scene. The U.S. Supreme Court voted 5-4 on Wednesday to bar restrictions on religious services in New York. The verdict demonstrates Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo overstepped his authority against the U.S. Constitution. Cuomo's statement, "I think the Supreme Court ruling on the religious gatherings is more illustrative of the Supreme Court than anything else." This is USA Radio News.
President Trump has exposed the big media, phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also, get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
As politicians continue getting a paycheck, many Americans are not because of decisions government officials make. One politician is standing up for those without a large-scale voice. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman called Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak a dictator after the Democrat governor issued a three-week statewide pause to curb COVID-19. The new policy started Sunday. It mandates casinos, bars, and restaurants reduce capacity from 50% to 25%. Goodman commented, "Sisolak has tried all these measures before, and the virus is still here." On Wednesday, Nevada health officials warned that the recent spikes indicates one person is diagnosed with COVID-19 every minute and one person dies every 2 hours. Nevada health officials did not indicate if the deaths included underlying medical conditions. Thanksgiving football saw the Texans beat the Lions 41-25 and Washington beat up Dallas 41-16. Star quarterback Lamar Jackson of the Ravens has tested positive for the coronavirus and will not play Sunday against the Steelers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump held a press conference after his Thanksgiving video chat with troops stationed overseas. Let's listen in to some of his comments.
There are those who say what I'm doing right now is the single most important thing I've ever done. And I think it may be true. It may be true. The vaccines, and by the way, don't let Joe Biden take credit for the vaccines. If Joe Biden, you know, Joe Biden failed with the swine flu, H1N1, totally failed with the swine flu. Don't let him take credit for the vaccines, because the vaccines were me, and I pushed people harder than they've ever been pushed before. And we got that approved and through, and nobody's ever seen anything like it. And you got a big resistance in the FDA from years and years of people working there, for years and years, different administrations. But the vaccines are, there are those that say it's one of the greatest things. It's a medical miracle. Don't let anyone try and take credit for it. But with all of the things I've done, this could be the most important, because there's been voter fraud going on, but never at this scale. Tens of millions of ballots have been sent out to people that didn't even want them. Many people, and I know you've heard, many people have received 2, 3, and 4 ballots. And many people have taken those 2, 3, and 4 ballots and they've voted them. This election was a fraud. It was a rigged election. I mean, I hate to say it, but this was a rigged, at the highest level, it was a rigged election.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.